Well, as you just heard in there, there are huge reasons that it's a critical issue on a number of different levels. But our real kind of point of attack is on access, is on universal access. And so what our hope was in that meeting was to try to pivot a little bit and just make sure that the access piece didn't get lost in all the discussion about scarcity and security.
And you talked about, why is access such an important issue? What is the scale of the problem?
Well, there are 800 million people, 780 million people who lack access to clean water, and 2.5 billion who lack access to basic sanitation. And so the health implications of that are massive. A kid dies every 20 seconds because they don't have access to clean water and sanitation. So, it's 4,000 kids a day, 2 million a year, all for completely preventable diseases, things that we've cured in the West for 100 years, which we alluded to in the remarks. But, imagine if we cured HIV tomorrow or we cured cancer tomorrow, and in 100 years, 2 million kids were dying every year of it. It's just unconscionable. And so that was just a piece that we didn't want to get lost in this discussion of, economic growth and scarcity, which is all incredibly important and complex, but access. I mean, it's already a crisis for those 800 million people.
And why do you think it is that it isn't being dealt with? What do you think the problem is? Because there was a lot of talk in the meeting about it's not high on the agenda.
Yeah, I mean, I think with corporations, it's definitely. I mean, you even heard them allude to in there that in the last 5 to 10 years, they're all talking about it differently. But the access piece of it, we bang our heads against the wall trying to figure out why. And I think one of the main reasons is just because we can't relate to it in the West. The idea, you and I probably don't know anybody that we grew up with that's ever been thirsty, let alone had their life threatened by diarrhea, So to relate to the problem is very difficult. AIDS got, there was a tremendous movement. All these different people came from different sectors and galvanized around AIDS and really made a concerted effort to get involved with it because we all knew people who had it, or cancer research or anything, any of those big movements that are, they're very easy to get behind because we can relate to them personally. And water is just, one that it's very hard to connect to personally because it's literally unthinkable that could be the reality for people. But when you travel, you realize how real it is and how desperate it is and the implications for somebody's life when